Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. And I have to apologize that I am late with this episode. You may notice in my voice that it sounds like I have a little bit of a cold. I actually have COVID. So a little visitor. COVID visitor came to me Saturday, which I think I picked up on the way home from my daughter's. I took the grandkids back to her place in Charleston, and I flew home on Thursday and started feeling a little weird Saturday midday. I was actually on a coaching call, and I started to feel my face get really flushed, and then I had a little bit of a runny nose, and I was like, uh-oh. So by the evening, I was feeling feverish and took a COVID test Saturday night. And yep, it was positive very quickly. So Saturday night was the worst. And then Sunday, I didn't have a fever at all on Sunday, yesterday. So I'm feeling better, but still have a little bit of cold symptoms. And of course, I have to be quarantined. So that is why I didn't get an episode up as I had hoped last week. I usually do Friday episodes. And because I was busy with my grandkids and visiting my daughter, I saved it to the last minute. And I was like, I'm going to do it on Saturday. And then Saturday came and so did COVID. So didn't get done. So I am committed, though, to getting it done. And so I wanted to get it done today. So last Friday was the first Friday of the month, and I usually do my Just Friggin' Do It episodes on that day, but I'm pushing that till this Friday. So I have a special one to do, and I'm not quite ready to do it because I'm in the midst of frigging doing it. So I don't have it all done. So I'll share that on Friday, this coming Friday, as long as I heal from COVID. But I think I'll be fine. I am doing a lot better. If I'm here and I'm doing this, clearly I'm feeling a lot better. All right. So today I want to talk about the lesson in less doing. And the reason why I chose this topic is because it came up on a coaching call with my students on Saturday. And one of the students, and it's such a great lesson for everyone. One of my students is struggling, and what she is doing is very common, but she's allowing a very busy, busy life to sort of control her. And what is happening when you let the doing overtake you, you're not in the being, and you're not in the place of the, you're not performing in the way that you're going to let the universe help you, because you're not even talking. You're not even in conversation with the universe when you're so busy doing. And so you're in the doing. It's usually this frazzled, usually feeling like you don't have any time, feeling like, as she said, she feels like she has to do it all herself. And like she's pushing this big boulder uphill, and it's a constant struggle. And so that is kind of this, you get into this, and let me tell you, I've been there. So it took me a while to figure this out and learn it. But when you are in that, it becomes kind of this, it becomes like, it sucks you down, and you're not connecting. You're not having time to connect with the dreams you want. You're not having time to connect with the future you that you want to be. You're not having time to connect to the, you know, you're not taking time to put your thoughts out into the universe as to what you want and attracting them. Because we're so busy, we don't think we have time for that. And so there is this concept called be, do, have that I wanted to share. And this was really profound for me when I learned it. And it's why I teach it. And it's very profound. A lot of my students, this is one of the most transformative lessons that they have. But be, do, have essentially means that you must be the person that has the things you want. And when you are that person, you do the things that will get you the things that you want. And then you'll have the things you want. So there's so much in the being that has to happen before you are in the doing. Because when you're in the doing and you're not in, if you're not being the person that has the things that you want, even before you have them, then you're doing all the wrong things, right? If you're in the place of, I already have these things, and you're mentally putting yourself in that place, even if you don't have them yet, you're going to be doing the right actions. And doing the right actions is not like, you're not going to feel like you're pushing a boulder uphill. You'll just be feeling like this is temporary and this is what I have to do to get to where I want to be. So the model that most people operate under is have, do, be. So they have it they have it backwards. They have the be and the have backwards. So they think, I'll be that person once I have the things I desire. So once I have those things, then I can do those things that I want to do and be the person I want to be. So you have to understand that, see how backwards it is, and how you'll, if you're waiting to have it, you're never going to get there because you're going to be doing the wrong things. You're going to be in the waiting state and you're not going to be connecting and doing the things that you need to do in that being state. So we had a great conversation, and what happens in this kind of situation is that we try to fix our environment, but with all the doing. So we think it's the environment around us that is creating this void and not allowing us to have the things we want, right? We think it's external to us. We think that it's the bank account is so low. The job is too busy. The people around me are so negative. You know, we allow that to take control of our life when where the change needs to take place is internally, not externally. So what happens is when you're coming from the have, do, be mindset, you're usually doing the things that are trying to change the external, and we create our reality. So if there's things going on external to you, it's because we've created that. And it's really hard to understand, but it is true. We've created that with our thoughts. We are our thoughts. Our reality is our thoughts. And so you need to go inside. And that starts with getting your thoughts right and connecting with those thoughts on a daily basis and stepping into that being who has the things you want. So the way you do this is you take time and you sit down and you write out, how many people do you do this? I didn't do this. I never did this. How many people sit down? And especially my age, I think like so many of us that have gotten to midlife or later, we just think that ship has sailed and there's no chance of me having what I want. And that's couldn't be further from the truth. It's just that we never take the time to sit down and say, what is it
If I had unlimited resources, unlimited money, unlimited, you know, I didn't live where I live, or I didn't, you know, have a bank account that was low, and I didn't have the job that was sucking all the life out of me, what would I do? What would my life look like? And we don't take time to do that. So it all starts, the being starts with sitting down and getting in touch with what your desires are. And then you work backwards from that and you say, okay, those are my desires. Who would have those things? What behaviors, what actions would the person who has these things take on a daily basis? Certainly not the things you're doing, because what you're doing and what the student was doing was working two jobs and not having time to do the inner work. The inner work always was shoved down to the lowest priority and then wasn't done. Back on the hamster wheel and working on the have, do, be model, not the be, do, have model, operating under that model, I should say. So you first have to get really clear on what you want. And so that takes a bit of time to just get in a quiet place and just let your mind wander. What comes up when you're with your own thoughts? And you allow this limitless thinking. What if I won the lotto? So that's the first step. And then what behavior would that person take? The behavior would be getting in touch with that vision every single day, immersing yourself in that vision and knowing that it's possible to have. Just having this belief that it's possible. Because so many of us walk around in disbelief. We don't think that there's help. We can't see it. We don't think there's this universe that is like working for us, but we're not telling it. We're not giving it the right signals. We're not like, if we don't know what we want, then how does the universe know how to help us? And if we're just on the hamster wheel of life and we're running over and over doing the same thing, the universe thinks that's what we want. Because as we keep doing, that must be what we want. And we're not sending out any other direction for the universe to help us with. So if you are struggling on the hamster wheel of life, think about this be, do, have model. And think about what you want and who you need to be. So you do the things that that person, that future you, but you step into that future you now, but you're doing the things the future you does things. You're not waiting to have them. If you wait to have them, then the chances are probably pretty high that you'll never get them, because you're going to be doing the behavior of who you are now. And you got to change. It's like one of my favorite quotes is, what got you here won't get you there. So you got to change something if you want something different. So these would be my suggestions. And I would say, if you're feeling like frazzled, unhappy, like there's not enough time in the day, very, very frustrated, and like it's a constant battle. And it's just you, and you don't get any, you're not having any help. And, you know, gosh, this is tough stuff. If you're feeling that way, that is not the way, that is not the being that is going to get you what you want. So you've got to address it. You've got to address it. So my three suggestions, or four, I guess I have them written down here. So write down what you want. Have a clear picture of what it is that you want. Be very detailed. Be very descriptive. Be unreasonable. I mean, don't judge, first of all, what you want. don't let that, you know, inner critic come in and say, who are you to want all these things? Because the inner critic is looking at evidence from the past. And if there's no evidence in the past of you having it, it's going to be really hard for you to believe that it's possible. So you have to step into this place of limitless thinking. And then you need to affirm it every day. You need to write down affirmations of the things that you want in the present tense as if they are already true in your life. Statements that indicate you are already there. Present tense. It'll feel weird. I know it feels weird. But when you affirm these things, guess what? The universe is listening. The universe hears you. So instead of spending your day running on the hamster wheel, servicing all the people you probably are in your life, take a few extra minutes in your day for yourself, affirming what you want your future to be. And when you do that, things will start to appear in your life. It's literally is like magic. It's a magical thing. But I have evidence of it. I have students who have now are believers in it because they've done the work and stepped into the being, and things just unfold for them. Okay, so write it down, what you want, affirm it, have a clear picture of what that looks like. Have a clear picture of you in this future, having the things that you desire. So it just needs to be in your thoughts. Not the thoughts of the hamster wheel, the thoughts of that future that you think is unattainable, but you're going to convince your brain it is attainable because you're going to affirm it, and it's going to basically brainwash you into thinking that it's possible. And it's one of the easiest things to do, but it's one of the things that people don't do because it does take dedication daily. You know, you think about it, people want to get fit and they know they need to work out and they skip their workouts. Doing affirmations for 5 minutes is a lot less difficult than a workout, but they must be done. It has to be a daily practice. And seeing that vision, reading that vision, you can write it down, you can journal it, and you can read that, or you can do a vision board and draw it out. You just have to revisit it daily. Because the more you do that, the more the universe sees how badly you want it. So you have to show the universe how determined you are in getting that. Because you're not sending anything to the universe if you don't have a clear vision, if you're not affirming. And you're just like letting, and it's, you know, of course you think it's the environment, because you don't realize that the thoughts that you have. And a lot of people, you know, if they come from circumstances where, you know, they had parents that struggled, it's kind of a legacy thing, right? It's handed down, and you have to break that cycle, and you have to start thinking new thoughts and get rid of the thoughts that were handed down to you by your parents. And then the last thing, the fourth item, is believe. You have to believe. You have to have this trust of the process. And once things start unfolding, the belief will start to come. But because we're humans and we don't, this stuff for a lot of us is kind of new. It's like, well, this is kind of crazy. But once you start to see evidence of when you speak what you want and you affirm it and then things start to happen, the evidence will start to accumulate. And it can be as easy, like if you speak what you want, things will happen. Like somebody will call you out of the blue. And so that is just, it's crazy, but it happens. I have an example just recently happened to me. I will share it in an upcoming episode. but believe that you don't have to do it all. Don't believe that you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. And the more heavy lifting that you do do, the more it speaks or indicates to the universe that you don't believe in the power to the of the universe to help you. You don't believe in the universal law of attraction that says what you want and what you think and what you put out there, you attract. And so if you are clear on what you want and you affirm it daily, then you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. You'll have help. It becomes less doing, right? It becomes less doing and more being. So we spend all of our time in the doing, oblivious to how important the being of who you are and the practice that you have to cultivate and feed the thoughts that you think. And make sure they're the thoughts of that you want to bring, that you want to, you know, your environment might be not the best. Your job might be not the best. Well, heck, write down what kind of job is your dream job. Write down what would be your ideal, retirement life. What would be your ideal mate? And then let the universe help you. And it's funny because the doing is almost just like, if you think about it, this doing, it's not the heavy lifting. It's the getting quiet and getting in touch with what you really want. So it's more, it's still kind of a doing behavior, but it's like a peaceful doing. It's not a heavy lifting doing. And we've become, the world, I believe, has gotten us to be so accustomed to the busy doing, the mindless running on a hamster wheel. The world has cultivated that in society. And so sitting and being quiet and journaling and affirming, we don't equate that to really doing. That's like kind of, you're not being productive. You're just sitting there with your thoughts. But it's so important. And so you need to employ this be, do, have model and really be aware of when you fall into this have, do, be versus the be, do, have. So I hope this has helped. And I'm glad I got through it with my COVID. It actually energized me a little bit. So that's good. So, all right. Well, until next time, and there'll be a new episode out tomorrow, my regular interview episode, and then another one on Friday. So take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.